The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Nice, Magistrat.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
She is the jazz singing princess who enjoys fast ships, walking carpets, and also happens to like nice men. Relax, okay, gentlemen, relax. Please welcome on stage Bethany Hamilton. And how are you, young lady?
Great.
Oh, we're just testing your microphone there. And you look fantastic, too. We had Carrie Fisher on stage yesterday, and looks like we got Carrie Fisher on stage today. We also have the metal bikini back there, don't we, boys? Yeah, thank you. You're a jazz singer?
Yes, I am.
Where have you traveled down from?
Chicago.
Chicago. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bethany Hamilton.
We celebrate a day of peace, a day of harmony. Just kidding.
All right. So how you doing, Bethany?
Great.
Now, you were with us over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You popped in here to the ForceCast Studios to perform your Cantina Jam.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Now, have you received a lot of feedback from your appearance on the ForceCast?
I have, actually.
Really?
I got a whole bunch of MySpace friend requests and people telling me that they really liked it. So it was great feedback.
It was to me, in the year that I've been doing the ForceCast with the guys, it's one of my highlights. Definitely.
Aww,
I really, you're so talented. And there are two things I like to surround myself with. Number one, Star Wars. Everyone knows that. Number two is people with talent. And,
thank you.
You have your share, believe me. So how did the summer treat you? Did you have a good summer?
It was the best summer of my life.
Why? Why was that?
Well, I went through a lot of changes. Just the weekend before I went to Celebration 4, I graduated college with a music degree, which is always interesting. Then I got to go to L.A. for the first time. I had never been out west even before, so that was very exciting. I actually met somebody very special and went to visit him where he lives in Edinburgh, Scotland. So I spent a little over 3 weeks there, which was probably the greatest travel experience of my entire life. Came back, got a job. I'm now teaching about 30 private voice students out in the suburbs, which is interesting, difficult, but very rewarding and, you know, pays the bills. I get to use my degree. I get to use my music, sing for them all the time. So it's been a pretty monumental summer.
Wow. Let's talk about the guy.
Okay.
You met him at Star Wars Celebration 4.
Well, sort of. We actually, how tight the Star Wars online community can be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where we first met. Just kind of got to talking about things that we both had in common. Of course, Star Wars was a great linking factor. I have some family connections in Scotland, so that fueled a lot of conversation. I've always wanted to go there. So we just became really, really great friends through email and all sorts of online ways of communication. And then when we finally met in May, it was just an instant connection. We knew that we were something special.
Bonded by the Force.
Yep.
So he's a Star Wars fan. That's
yes.
I care about.
Yes.
All right, good. You have my blessings.
Thank you.
So how far are we coming? Have there been any Han and Leia moments? A little,
I love you.
I know.
Oh, we try to avoid the cheesy stuff. That's so expected with us. So we try to avoid that.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Young love. Let's talk about the music from Star Wars.
Okay.
You being a musician,
mm-hmm.
obviously you're into the John Williams soundtracks, right?
Oh, definitely. He's amazing. I could never get tired of listening to his stuff.
If you could, and I'm putting you on the spot, as I'm going to be doing as we keep talking, I want you to tell me just the first one you can think of, your favorite moment, musical moment in the Star Wars saga.
Well, I'd have to say it's kind of a tie between the awesome Swingin' Cantina Band. I love Figurin' Dan and the Modal Nodes. Their songs are just incredible. And the Binary Sunset theme from the scene with Luke. That was kind of the first scene that really got me emotionally tied in with the saga. The Cantina scene got me into the fun of the saga. So both of them kind of play an equal part.
Now, for the Cantina Band, when did you get the idea to take that and add your own lyrics to it?
Well, I've been thinking about arranging Star Wars music for quite some time. And actually, a couple years ago, I did an arrangement of Yoda's theme. I just always love the melody. It's a beautiful melody, interesting chord changes. I turned it into this 6-8 kind of conflicting rhythm piece that turned out really, really well. No lyrics. It was just me singing like a horn. And I had horn parts written for underneath me. And that's how I originally did Cantina Band as well. It was just me, boop-bop, 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 you know, nothing too exciting except for the arrangement. That was the big part of the song, was the fact that it was four horns playing together, these lush harmonies, and it turned out really well. But then when I decided to enter the contest for Celebration 4, I thought, hey, I should take this the extra mile and add some of my lyrics to it.
Right on. And wow, you did a great job too. I mean, the response was huge when you performed that. And also, you know, as I've said before, we got a lot of good response from when you performed it last time on the Forcecast. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to go ahead and play it again. Cantina Jam.
All right.
Java, he's the worst. Just be sure that you shoot first. Oh, again on your feet, let's go. Come on, move it all. Again on your feet, let's move it, groove it, groove it, move it all. Again on your feet, let's go. Come on, move it all. Well, sit back down, cause I'm gonna take my solo now. Oh, faithful, but I'm not faithful. Let him let up. Boom, bit, boom, ba ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 ba. If you want a swinging band, we're the ones who want to gig it. Check out my Cantina Jam. Here's Hope and John Williams.
You amaze me. And Bethany, thank you so much for giving me these little Darth Vader helmets for Halloween. That was really nice of you. What's in this thing? It's a little plastic Darth Vader head. And I think, do you open it? Or
what? Yeah, it splits open and there's candy inside.
Splits open and look, there's candy inside. It's, it's falling all over the place here. Black skulls, a purple bone. Exactly what I figured I'd find inside the actual head of Darth Vader.
Exactly.
Now, we're recording this on November 1st. Last night was Halloween. Did you go out trick-or-treating?
I didn't. I was teaching all day, but you better believe I wore my Princess Leia costume to work.
Good for you. Look at that. You know, I took my kids out trick-or-treating and saw tons of kids dressed as clone troopers and little Darth Vaders. And my own son, Dylan, was Anakin.
Oh, that's great.
We saw so many kids dressed up in Star Wars. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, I was at a Halloween party. And I was just standing there talking to some people. And I heard there was a circle of people behind me, parents, of course. And they're talking about, well, I have an Obi-Wan and a Darth Vader. And the other lady said, I have a clone trooper. Of course, caught my attention. And I finally heard the one woman say, you know, to keep up with my kids, I need a Star Wars encyclopedia. And that's when I had to step in. I
said, of course.
I said, are you looking for one? Because you got one right here. And so they just started talking to me about Star Wars. And there were a couple dads and they were fans, you know. But, you know, when they were kids, what we all agreed upon was just how it's as popular now as it ever was, which is wild 30 years later, don't you think?
So great, though. I love it. So keep the fire going.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of maybe next summer having a little Star Wars day camp in my backyard or something.
Hey, sign me up. I'll be there.
Good. I'll need another counselor. You can handle the music end.
All right.
Wow. Oh, my God, Bethany. This is going to make us rich. Now, you're a local Chicagoan. Have you made it over to the Museum of Science and Industry to check out Star Wars, Where Science Meets Imagination?
I have tickets for next Saturday. I'm
Yay.
Pumped. Actually, a huge crowd of Chicago area StarWars.com bloggers and friends, all that big group that met over there. We're all getting together next Saturday. We're going to take the museum by storm.
Nobody called me?
Oh, you should come. You should come. We're going to go get pizza afterwards. Chicago
what?
Will never be the same.
A pizza party with Star Wars fans followed by the museum before or after the museum exhibit?
Pizza's after. We're going to go get Star Wars out first.
You don't want to go to that thing on a full stomach because there's a lot to see, a lot to do. I was over there on opening day with a few friends of mine. Among them was former Star Wars fan club president Dan Madsen.
Oh, great.
Who he's the guy who's responsible for Star Wars Celebration, for Star Wars Insider, for the Star Wars fan club. So we're looking at the land speeder, and it's the actual prop that Mark Hamill sat in and was filmed for the actual movie. And we're looking at all these bumps and bruises all over it. And just, you know, Dan says, how do you think that got on there? You know, and we're talking strictly in a fictional sense. How did Luke bang up that land speeder? I said, well, I think he bought it used. And he's known to be a hot dog. You know, what he was talking about was this big gouge right in the side of the thing back by the those jet engines in the back. You know, maybe he bumped into a rock or something, or maybe he drove into the speaker at the drive-thru. You think they have drive-thru restaurants in the Star Wars universe?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You know, go get a Walrus Man burger and a squid head shake.
Womp Rat burger.
Mmm.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I like mine Cajun style. You guys are going to have a ball at that thing. So maybe I'll hook up with you. You never know.
Oh, definitely. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be fun. And you have a song you want to perform for us today?
Yes, I do. This is one I was writing about the same time that I was doing the arrangement for Cantina Jam. But this is a completely original tune inspired by the great scene of Luke looking out over the twin suns setting on Tatooine right before all the big stuff happens. So it's called Just Beyond, and it's kind of my story from Luke's perspective.
Wow, that's great. So here it is, Bethany Hamilton with
Just Beyond. Friction in your soul is generating too much heat. Let go of your past. Keep watching that purple sky, 'cause only setting suns know where dreams go to die. I can see it just beyond, a journey in the making. Somewhere in this setting sun, a new it just be on a future in the making. Somewhere in these setting suns, a new dawn is breaking. Ooh, it's breaking. Oh.
Wow. That was amazing, as always. I mean, you just, you know, nobody's here watching you do this but me. And just to see you getting into it and really belting it out, you really love what you do and you're so good at it.
Thank you.
And it is a beautiful song, too.
Thank you.
Your voice is amazing. So, of course, the inspiration for that is from A New Hope, the scene with Luke standing, looking over the two setting suns, thinking about his life in the future.
Yep.
Did you ever see the one-man Star Wars trilogy?
I did. I loved it. I love the feathered hair part.
Yes,
it was classic.
A lot of our listeners are probably familiar with Charlie Ross and the one-man Star Wars trilogy. If Charlie comes to your town, be sure to check it out, or he performs at various conventions, Star Wars celebrations and whatnot. And it's one of the highlights of the show is when he reenacts that scene.
Definitely.
And yeah, be sure to check out Charlie. Okay, and let's talk about the musicians that you have playing underneath you on these tracks. Is it the same for both Cantina Jam and, help me out, what's the name of the new
Just
one?
Beyond.
Just
yeah,
Beyond.
It is the same. My good friends got together with me for this. My friend David Holloway on piano, who is great. We actually have a gig, the two of us, coming up next week.
Where? Go ahead.
It's at Libertyville, the Adler Center, David Adler Center for Music and Arts in Libertyville, out in the suburbs of Chicago. At 7:30 p.m. next Friday, November 9th, it'll be probably about an hour, maybe a little more of some of my original music, some jazz, some musical theater, a whole bunch of variety. So come on out if you're in the area.
All right. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, check out Bethany. Cool.
Yep.
And who else?
Patrick Mulcahy on bass, Evan Ryan on drums, and let me see if I can remember the horn players from way back when. I believe Mike Potts on saxophone, Brian Tipps on trombone, and Julian Harris on trumpet.
Wow. Well, they all sound great. They all sound great. So we have these questions we often ask our guests, okay? I don't have them with me, so I'm just going to try to go off the top of my head and try to remember some of them.
All right.
The first question is, who's your favorite character?
Oh, I relate to Princess Leia so much. I love her, but the character I'm most in love with is Han Solo, for sure.
All right. Not Kitster?
Nah.
No. And why Han Solo? I mean, just a girly thing? Or?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's just this great guy. He's so rough around the edges, but still plays with the good guys and does what's in his heart.
You know what I've always appreciated about his character is the fact that he brought a real-world cynicism into that, you know, ultra-fantastic Star Wars universe, you know?
Yes,
and it's
definitely.
Just, you can relate then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Luke, too, but Han more to a, you know, just rough around the edges degree.
Yeah.
What's your favorite line from the Star Wars movies?
Oh, goodness. The scruffy-looking nerverder.
I think Carrie Fisher also had same amount of difficulty spitting that line out.
That's a great one. I love all the little ones, too. Like, there's this hilarious exchange with 3PO and Uncle Owen, right, you know, when we first meet Uncle Owen, and he's saying, shut up, and 3PO answers, shutting up, sir. Yeah, all those little hidden lines, they just crack me up.
That's great. You know, Anthony Daniels was in here not too long ago.
Oh,
sitting
wonderful.
In the chair, sitting right in the chair you're sitting in.
I feel so honored.
I asked you who your favorite character was. How about a least favorite?
Oh. I mean, everyone's going to say Jar Jar, so I can't really say him, can I? let's see. All the bad guys are so cool. I can't hate any of the bad guys because they're just too cool. But I kind of got the feeling there were just so many Jedi Masters around, and I didn't really get to connect with them. So they're, you know, all the extra Jedi Masters that I don't really have a connection with. I mean, they're cool, but not the greatest in my mind.
Right. Do you ever follow any of the expanded universe, the comics and all that stuff?
I do. I'm a big novel reader. Mm-hmm. I'm way behind. I'm still in the New Jedi Order, but
yes. Me,
but
you,
I love
both.
The novels.
Right, right. Yeah, New Jedi Order. Where are we at? We're like in Legacy, right
yeah.
in the middle of that. And I think I'm 3 books into that. But,
yeah,
you know.
I'm getting there slowly. But of course, I always have to go back. Every time Timothy Zahn comes out with a new novel, I have to read that right away.
Of course. Yeah, he's the man.
Mm-hmm.
He is the man. If you could have any job in the Star Wars universe, what would it be?
Oh, I'd want to listen in, I think, on... I'd want to be some kind of rebel worker behind the scenes, maybe monitoring transmissions from ship to ship or from ship to base, just to hear all the conversations and stay on top of what's going on. I wouldn't want to be a front runner for sure, but I definitely want to know where everybody is and how the rebels are doing.
Nice. And that could even, that sort of information can kind of help you too if you're in a tough spot.
Exactly.
You know, you could start selling that stuff. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I could always just sing in a cantina. That would be great, too.
That's a little more like, you know, I was expecting you to say that. I would be the bartender in that cantina, too.
All right. It's a deal.
So, and you could say, you know, in between songs, tip the bartender.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, Republic credits. Which is your favorite movie from the Star Wars saga?
Oh, okay. I have to tell you this. I can't take credit for this line. It's from one of my favorite old computer games called Star Warped. When somebody is asked that question, he answers, would a mother choose favorites among her children? And I think that is a great answer. It changes from time to time. When I grew up, it was Return of the Jedi. You know, now, you know, most recently it's been Empire Strikes Back. Now I'm kind of going back to A New Hope, just because that's where it all got started, 30th anniversary. So it really does change, and I could never pick my favorite.
I hear you. I hear you. Say it loud. Say it proud. And let's talk about your Star Wars blog.
Okay.
You keeping up with it?
I am. I haven't submitted an entry in a little bit, but I have some things in the works. So I've done a few things. I like to play games, kind of have, you know, interaction with other bloggers. That's my favorite thing to do. I don't want you to just read my stuff. Come have fun with me.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun. It's a great community over there. And if people want to check out your blogs, where do they go?
Just StarWars.com, or I guess blogs.StarWars.com. And my username is just JediPrincess77.
JediPrincess77. Check her out at blogs.StarWars.com.
Mm-hmm.
What about MySpace? Do you want to plug your MySpace page?
Sure. MySpace is the same thing, just MySpace.com/JediPrincess77. You can get a listen for some of my music. Actually, the two songs that you heard today, plus a couple others. And yeah, say hello. I'd love to hear from everybody.
Awesome. And they can keep up with where you're performing publicly.
Exactly.
And where's your next gig again?
My next gig is in Libertyville. It's at the David Adler Center out there on Milwaukee Road. It's at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, November 9th.
So check her out, Friday, November 9th in Libertyville. It's Bethany Hamilton. Have you ever heard any of the Star Wars jazz music by the band Cocktails in the Cantina? Have you heard that CD?
I think so. I don't have it. I think I've heard it around somewhere, but I'm not all that familiar with it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wrap up this show since this show is called The Jedi Princess of Jazz. I'm going to wrap it up with a little bit of this Cocktails in the Cantina. It's out on disc. You can pick it up at Amazon or wherever. And here's a track from that. Thank you so much for stopping by, Bethany.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime you want to come and see me and record Star Wars music or just sit down and geek out about Star Wars, I'm all for it.
All right. Sounds great.
Force.net and RebelScum.com. I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.